to day 69 of Seeking a Path to the Good Life, a walk through the Bible in a year. Let's return to the Hebrew Bible, reading Joshua 18 to 20. The territories of the remaining tribes. Then the whole congregation of the Israelites assembled at Shiloh and set up the tent of meeting there. The land lay subdued before them. There remained among the Israelites seven tribes whose inheritance had not yet been apportioned. So Joshua said to the Israelites, "How long will you be slack about going in and taking possession of the land that the Lord your God of your ancestors has given you? Provide three men from each tribe, and I will send them out that they may begin to go throughout the land, writing a description of it with a view of their inheritances. Then come back to me. They shall divide it into seven portions. Judah continued in its territory on the south, and the house of Joseph in their territory on the north. You shall write a description of the land in seven divisions and bring the description here to me. And I will cast lots for you here before the Lord our God. The Levites had no portion among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their heritage. And Gad and Reuben and the half tribe of Manasseh had received their inheritance beyond the Jordan eastward, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave them." So the men started on their way, and Joshua charged those who went to write the description of the land, saying, "Go throughout the land and write a description of it and come back to me. And I will cast out lots for you here before the Lord in Shiloh." So the men went and traversed the land and set down in a book a description of it by towns and seven divisions. Then they came back to Joshua in the camp at Shiloh, and Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord. And there Joshua apportioned the land to the Israelites, to each a portion. The territory of Benjamin. The lot of the tribe of Benjamin, according to its families, came up, and the territories allotted to it fell between the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Joseph. On the north side, their boundary began at the Jordan. Then the boundary goes up to the slope of Jericho on the north, then up through the hill country westward, and it ends at the wilderness of Beth Aven. From there, the boundary passes along southward in the direction of Lutz to the slope of Lutz, that is Bethel. Then the boundary goes down to Adaroth Adar on the mountain that lies south of the lower Beth Horon. Then the boundary goes in another direction, turning on the western side southward from the mountain that lies to the south, opposite Beth Horon, and it ends at Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, a town belonging to the tribe of Judah. This forms the western side. The southern side begins at the outskirts of Kiriath Jearim at the west, and the boundary comes out at the spring of the waters of Nephtoah. Then the boundary goes down to the border of the mountain that overlooks the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is at the north end of the valley of Rephaim, and it then goes down the valley of Hinnom, south of the slope of the Jebusites, and downward to En Rogel. Then it bends in a northerly direction, going on to En Shemesh, and from there goes to Geliloth, which is opposite the ascent of Adamim. Then it goes down to the stone of Bohan, Reuben's son, and passing on to the north of the slope of Beth Arabah. It goes down to the Araba. Then the boundary passes on to the north of the slope of Beth Hogla, and the boundary ends at the northern bay of the deep sea. At the south end of the Jordan, this is the southern border. The Jordan forms its boundary on the eastern side. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Benjamin, according to its families, boundary by boundary, all around. Now the town of the tribe of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho, Beth Hoglan, Emek Kaziz, Beth Araba, Zamarayim, Bethel, Avim, Para, Oprah, Shephar, Ammoni, Opni, and Geba, 12 towns with their villages, Gibeon, Ramah, Baroth, Mitzpah, Chapira, Moza, Rechem, Irpil, Tarala, Zela, Halef, Jebus, that is Jerusalem, Gibeah, and Kiriath Jearim, 14 towns with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Benjamin according to its families. The territory of Simeon. The second lot came out for Simeon, for the tribe of Simeon, according to its families. Its inheritance lay within the inheritance of the tribe of Judah. It had for its inheritance Beersheba, Sheba, Molodal, Hazar Shul, Bala, Azem, El Tolad, Bethel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar, Susah, Beth Laboath, and Sharuhan. 13 towns with their villages. Ain, Ramon, Ether, and Ashan, 4 towns with their villages, together with all the villages all around these towns as far as Baloth Beer, Ramah of the Negeb. This was the inheritance of the tribe of Simeon, according to its families. The inheritance of the tribe of Simeon formed part of the territory of Judah, because the portion of the tribe of Judah was too large for them. The tribe of Simeon obtained an inheritance within their inheritance. The territory of Zebulun. The third lot came up for the tribe of Zebulun, according to its families. The boundary of its inheritance reached as far as Sarid. Then its boundary goes up westward and on to Maralah, and touches Dabasheth, then the wadi that is near Jokneam. From Sarid, it goes in the other direction, eastward towards the sunrise to the boundary of Chisloth Tabar. From there, it goes to Dabaroth, then up to Japhi. From there, it passes along on the east towards the sunrise to Gath-Thefer, to Eth-Kazin, and going on to Ramon, it bends towards Nea. Then on the north, the boundary makes a turn to Hanathon, and it ends at the valley of Ipsatel, and Katath, Nahalal, Shimron, Idalah, and Bethlehem, 12 towns with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Zebulun, according to its families, these towns with their villages. The territory of Issachar. The fourth lot came out for Issachar, for the tribe of Issachar, according to its families. Its territory included Jezreel, Chesuloth, Shunem, Hapharaim, Shion, Anaharoth, Rabith, Kishion, Abez, Rameth, and Ganin, and Hadah, Bez Pazel. The boundary also touches Tabor, Shahazumah, and Beth Shemesh, and its boundary ends at the Jordan, 16 towns with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Issachar, according to its families, the town with their villages. The territory of Asher. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of Asher, according to its families. Its boundary included Helkath, Hali, Beten, Ashpach, Alamelech, Ahmad, and Mishal. On the west, it touches Carmel and Shehor Libnath. Then it turns eastward, goes towards Beth Dagon, and touches Zebulun and the valley of Ibtah El, northward to Beth Emek and Neil. Then it continues in the north to Kabul, Ebron, Rehob, Haman, Cana, as far as the Great Sidon. Then the boundary turns to Ramah, reaching to the fortified city of Tyre. Then the boundary turns to Hosah, and it ends at the sea, Mahaleb, Akzib, Uma, Apech, and Rehob, 22 towns with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Asher, according to its families, these towns with their villages. The territory of Naphtali. The sixth lot came out for the tribe of Naphtali, for the tribe of Naphtali, according to its families, and its boundary ran from Heleph, from the oak of Zananim, and Adami, Nebkeb, and Jabneel, as far as Lakum, and it ended at the Jordan. Then the boundary turned westward to Asnath Tabar, and goes from there to Hukok, touching Zebulun at the south, and Asher on the west, and Judah on the east at the Jordan. The fortified towns are Zidim, Zer, Hamath, Rakath, Shinareth, Adama, Rama, Hazor, Kadesh, Adrai, and Hazor, Iron, Migdalel, Horem, Bethanoth, and Beth Shemesh, 19 towns with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Naphtali, according to its families, the towns within their village. The territory of Dan. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of Dan, according to its families. The territory of its inheritance included Zorah, Eshtal, Irshemesh, Shalabin, Aijalon, Ithlal, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, El-Takeh, Gibbethon, Baloth, Jehud, Ben-Barak, Gath-Rimon, Mijer-Kar, and Rakan at the border opposite Joppa. When the territory of the Danites was lost to them, the Danites went up and fought against Leshem, and after capturing it and putting it to the sword, they took possession of it and settled in, calling Leshem Dan after their ancestor Dan. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Dan, according to their families, those towns with their villages. Joshua's inheritance. When they had finished distributing the seven territories of the land as inheritances, the Israelites gave an inheritance among them to Joshua, son of Nun. By command of the Lord, they gave him the town that he asked for, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim. He rebuilt the town and settled in it. These are the inheritances that the priest Eleazar and Joshua, son of Nun, and the heads of the family of the tribes of the Israelites distribute by lot at Shiloh before the Lord, at the entrance of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing the land. The cities of refuge. Then the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, "Say to the Israelites, appoint the city of refuge, of which I spoke to you through Moses, so that anyone who kills a person without intent or by mistake may flee there. They shall be for you a refuge from the avenger of blood. The slayer shall flee to one of these cities and shall stand at the entrance of the gate of the city and explain the case to the elders of that city. Then the fugitive shall be taken into the city and given a place and shall remain with them. And if the avenger of blood is in pursuit, they shall not give up the slayer because the neighbor was killed by mistake, there having been no enmity between them before. The slayer shall remain in that city until there is a trial before the congregation, until the death of the one who is high priest at the time. Then the slayer may return home to the town in which the deed was done." So they set apart Kadesh in Galilee in the hill country of Naphtali, and Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. And beyond the Jordan, east of Jericho, they appointed Bezer in the wilderness on the tableland from the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth and Gilead from the tribe of Gad, and Golan and Bashan from the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities designated for all the Israelites and for the aliens residing among them, that anyone who killed a person without intent could flee there so as not to die by the hand of the avenger of blood until there was a trial before the congregation. As you listen to these chapters, what did you notice? This section ends with the creation of the city of refuge. While the specific intent is to create a land for individuals who have unintentionally killed another, not through malice, we may think about this more broadly. How might laws and stories about death and violence serve as a tool to highlight ways of living that can lead towards death? We are seeking to live a life that leads towards an life, towards peace and completeness. There are times that we may stray from this path and may engage in acts that are against the will of God. God is offering a space of refuge, a space of safety to return to God's will. Now let's move to 2 Timothy 3-4. Godlessness in the last days. You must understand this, that this is the last days distressing time will come. For people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, unfeeling, implacable, slanderers, profligates, brutes, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to the outward form of godliness but denying its power. Avoid them. For among them are those who make their way into households and captivate immature women, overwhelmed by their sin and swayed by all kinds of desires, who are always studying yet never able to recognize truth. As James and Jambres opposed Moses, so these people of corrupt mind and counterfeit faith also oppose the truth. But they will not make much progress because, as in the case of those two men, their folly will become plain to everyone. Paul's charge to Timothy. Now you have observed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and my sufferings, the things that happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, what persecutions I endured, yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. Indeed, all who want to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, but wicked people and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving others and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believe, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that the person of God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in the view of his appearing and his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message, be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience and teaching, for the time is coming when people will not put up with sound teaching, but having their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away from myths. As for you, be sober in everything, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. As for me, I am already being poured out as a libation, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Personal instructions. Do your best to come to me soon, for Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me in ministry. I have sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, also the books and above all the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm, and Lord will pay him back for his deeds. You must beware of him, for he strongly opposed our message. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but all deserted me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and save me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Final greetings and benediction. Greet Priscilla and Aquila and the household of once for Phorus. Erastus reminded in Corinth. Trophimus I left ill in Miletus. Do your best to come before winter. Eubulus sends greetings to you, as do Pudens and Linus and Claudia and all the brothers and sisters. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. As you listen to these chapters, what did you notice? Paul reminds Timothy of all that he has learned through observation. We serve as witness to the gospel of Christ through our actions, more than through our words. We are being trained in righteousness and how to be in right relationship with one another. Let's end our time in prayer. Our Father, who is in the skies, may your name be recognized as holy. May your kingdom come and may your will be done as it is in the skies, so also on the land. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also forgive those indebted to us. Don't lead us into the test, but deliver us from the evil one.